Blog Talk Radio.
Good day on this wonderful March 22nd, 2020. This is Dr. Louisa coming to talk to you about abuse. So please be attentive. Have something to write with so that you may record what we're saying. And also, I will try to repeat the national hotline number several times. We thank you for tuning in with us today. Today, we should be talking about statistics, but we're going to push that episode back and continue with questions to answer first and then to define. And before we get started, there is something I wanted to say prior to getting to other questions that you may need to ask yourself. Are you being abused? Some individuals do not realize that they are in an abusive relationship until things have really gone on for a while. So what we want to share with you is information about how to someone else. And also you can reflect back in your memories how it came about within your own situation. Abusers try several tactics that can be very subtle, but they're signs of control. It can be as certain or as tiny as just asking, you know, someone to wear certain clothes, tell you because it makes you look good, or getting upset when the person they're talking to doesn't answer the phone each time they call. And then they'll say, well, I was just calling because I was worried about you. This type of control might take a lot of repetition to sink in, especially when all we want to believe in is the best someone when we first meet them. And as I read this, I thought about myself over 40-some years ago. I would get multiple phone calls from the person I was talking to, and they could call me, and I'd miss the call and I'd dial right back. There'd be no answer. And that happened several times, multiple times, as I say. And I wasn't aware of the fact that that's a control mechanism. Not just checking to see phone, but just checking by calling constantly or several times. So the hardest part of getting help when you're in an abusive relationship is recognizing that you're in one to begin with. Many times, the person, the abuser, is very charismatic. That person comes off as being very nice when you first meet him or her, because females are also abusers, and they know just the right words to say to get you to like them, to fall for them, or to feel secure that they're a pretty good person, when most of the time they're not. Charismatic behavior and their friendly behavior is an outstanding telltale sign of an abusive person or someone that's going to be an abuser. What I mean by that is they are crafty at gaining a way to talk to you to make you think that they're an all right person. While abuse is never a survivor's fault, having the foresight to spot warning signs before one's life is in danger can be an invaluable skill. Some of it comes from listening to your gut and not slighting the males that may be listening, but females are known to have very good intuition about things. So a gut feeling can tell you that something is wrong, while other signs are more visibly apparent. The following signs can indicate domestic violence. Feeling like you're being controlled. Famous thing is telling you how to dress. Who you can see or talk to. Letting you know whether or not you can have a job. Or restricting your access to money. If you're unsure about your new partner's behavior, even if you're suspicious or you have some fears or you have some questions, to speak with a domestic violence advocate, just to listen, just to share what you have to say, could prove to be very fruitful for you. The national hotline number is 799-7233. It didn't say 800. It's 800-799-7233. And the hearing and deaf impaired number is 800-787-3224. That's 800-787-3224. And also, you can just call a domestic violence advocate just to chat. If you don't want to leave a partner or seek shelter or even be given any specific personal information, you don't have to. But at least you can have someone that understands domestic violence and domestic abuse that they're able to talk to you. Many hostage spot and abuser advice pieces include looking at a person's past, looking to see if there was any childhood trauma, an abusive upbringing, drug use or alcoholism, or previous criminal record. Sure, we can say that everyone that fits this description can turn out to be an abuser. But the writer mentions a Roger Lockridge, a professional bodybuilder from West Virginia. He grew up with an abusive alcoholic father. One night, aimed a rifle at Lockridge, his mother, and his siblings, threatening to kill them. He may have done so if the police didn't arrive and help them get to a domestic violence shelter where Lockridge lived for several months. But instead of heading down a similar path as his father, became a spokesperson for childhood domestic violence, got married, had two kids, is now an outspoken child advocate as well as a successful bodybuilder. So it's very important for you to be aware of your surroundings. And if you feel that you are in an abusive relationship, then you need to call the national hotline number. Another way to recognize if you're in an abusive relationship is if you try to talk about one subject and the person is always changing the subject and not allowing you to say what you want to say. Verbal abuse could be happening under your nose with your intimate partner, and you don't even recognize it. People are constantly being put down by a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or a spouse. The abusers are directing and defining the reality for them. But people that are experiencing this would think, I'm an awful stupid person. But the effects of the self-worth tear-down tactic combined with making you think that you are not sane can be worse than physical abuse. As the writer says, they know some survivors who would rather get hit because things like bruises can heal. But that emotional damage, that emotional scarring, excuse me, is very difficult to get rid of. Today, I still go through some of it, and I have to catch myself. It takes a long time for it to go away. If you're not sure if you're in a verbal abusive situation, see if some of this sounds familiar to you. It happens behind closed doors. Interactions that upset, confuse, or hurt the survivor rarely occur in public, and that's true. I think a few episodes ago, we talked about how the person that the abuser, we only have 2 minutes left, how the person that's been the abuser is a different person out in public. The verbal abuse comes out of nowhere. It can be done repeatedly when the survivor feels like the relationship is, when the survivor is visibly happy. And when I read this the other day, even thought about myself, times when I've just seemed so extremely happy, then out of the blue, here comes some information just to make me feel down, take away my joy. So it starts to seem familiar. The abuse may seem like a recurring incident manifested in different ways. Like one woman who said that whenever she expressed a thought, abuser would argue against her. He would always treat her as the enemy. The abuser puts down his or her partner's interest. So on next week, we're going to continue this. And if you want to go back to some previous episodes, especially when I first started, you will hear some information about being abused. So we thank you very much for listening. Please check the follow button so that you can be alerted for the next session. And also leave your comments below. In a couple of weeks, I'm probably going to be having a morning inspiration, maybe between 5 and 5:30 a.m. I'll let you know at least a couple of days, a couple of weeks ahead of time so you'll know. So once again, we thank you very much for listening. The 800 number is 800-799-7233. Please call.